Castles of Burgundy Special Edition versus Standard in 2026. Is the Grail upgrade worth it? Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Buy the Standard Edition if you are discovering Castles of Burgundy. Buy the Special Edition if the game already has a permanent place in your two-player rotation, and improved tile readability, trays, modules, and table presence will be used dozens of times. The Deluxe Box is an heirloom upgrade, not a more strategic game. Castles of Burgundy editions can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Players learn rolling, taking tiles, placing tiles, selling goods, gaining workers, completing regions, turn order, and end-of-phase scoring. The cabinet's test is whether two dice become a dozen possible actions once workers, depots, shipping, mines, animals, knowledge tiles, and turn order start bending their values. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Castles of Burgundy editions should you buy? Buy the Standard Edition if you are discovering Castles of Burgundy. Buy the Special Edition if the game already has a permanent place in your two-player rotation, and improved tile readability, trays, modules, and table presence will be used dozens of times. The Deluxe Box is an heirloom upgrade, not a more strategic game. The first box should let players learn rolling, taking tiles, placing tiles, selling goods, gaining workers, completing regions, turn order, and end-of-phase scoring. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Castles of Burgundy editions, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. The Special Edition improves readability, tactility, storage, and table presence. It does not replace the underlying dice drafting design. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Castles of Burgundy editions actually feel like? Each round begins with two dice. Players use values to take hex tiles, place them into matching regions, sell goods, gain workers, or manipulate a growing estate. Workers soften bad rolls, knowledge tiles alter rules, and completing regions at the right round creates a tempo puzzle far deeper than roll and hope. The game is satisfying because every die can usually do something useful, but efficient players turn those somethings into connected region completions and bonus races. The lasting hook is that two dice become a dozen possible actions once workers, depots, shipping, mines, animals, knowledge tiles, and turn order start bending their values. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: sort hex types by color, use shallow market trays, place workers and silverlings near both players, and choose one player board before teaching. In the Special Edition, resist adding every module to the first session. Teaching plan: demonstrate all six action types with one pair of dice, then show region completion scoring and the round bonus. Let players ask about building effects when a tile is drafted rather than front-loading every icon. Before cleanup, photograph central depots, phase goods, player estates, dice, workers, silverlings, goods, turn order, and the current scoring reminders. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? The Standard and Special Editions share the same strategic heart. Grand Austria Hotel is more card and dice combo driven. Cascadia is lighter and more spatial. Castles of Burgundy is the enduring medium weight efficiency puzzle, where dice constrain without dictating. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to price, footprint, setup, tile readability, expansions, tactile pleasure, storage, and whether premium production improves a game already proven at the table. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read The Matrix as a table fit tool for Castles of Burgundy editions. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Test Standard Edition, the complete low-risk route to the design. Repeat play at least 5 times. Let setup, readability, and module desire become real evidence. Upgrade Special Edition, buy for a proven favorite and repeated two-player use. ADDONS choose selectively. Miniatures and acrylic are visual luxuries, not required rules. Stop Do Not Pay Scarcity Theater. A premium edition still has a maximum personal value. The stopping rule matters. Marketplace prices can exceed the value of the upgrade, especially when premium miniatures or acrylic add-ons are bundled. The standard edition remains strategically complete and is the correct recommendation for an uncertain buyer. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Castles of Burgundy editions, edition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner, keep workers available. One worker can turn an awkward die into a region completing action. Regular, finish small regions early. Early round completion bonuses reward tempo. Advanced, draft knowledge with a purpose. A powerful looking tile is weak when the estate cannot exploit it repeatedly. Expert, plan both dice as one turn. The first action should improve the options and value of the second. Debrief the die that looked useless until a worker changed it. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about price, footprint, setup, tile readability, expansions, tactile pleasure, storage, and whether premium production improves a game already proven at the table. What is the real table, hosting and solo commitment? Hosting, demonstrate all 6 action types with 1 pair of dice, then show region completion scoring and the round bonus. Let players ask about building effects when a tile is drafted rather than front-loading every icon. Solo. Solo support depends on the exact edition and included modules. Verify the listing contents rather than assuming the standard box and every special edition configuration contain the same solo system. The invisible budget is organizers, expansion sorting, table footprint, setup, icon literacy, premium component care, and the sober question of how often this group plays Euros. That workload predicts whether Castles of Burgundy Editions returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. The special edition improves readability, tactility, storage, and table presence. It does not replace the underlying dice drafting design. Marketplace prices can exceed the value of the upgrade, especially when premium miniatures or acrylic add-ons are bundled. The standard edition remains strategically complete and is the correct recommendation for an uncertain buyer. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints: packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the "who should skip it" verdict. Common misconceptions. Corrected before checkout, the special edition does not contain a fundamentally newer core game. Bad dice are usually a worker and planning problem, not a dead turn. Owning every premium add-on is not necessary to justify the deluxe box. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Castles of Burgundy Editions standard wins value. Special edition wins ownership pleasure for a proven favorite. The right test is simple. If the standard game has not already been played enough to make tile handling and setup friction memorable, the premium edition is solving an imaginary problem. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: the Castles of Burgundy Special Edition on Amazon, the Castles of Burgundy on Amazon Final Verdict. Standard wins value. Special Edition wins ownership pleasure for a proven favorite. The right test is simple. If the standard game has not already been played enough to make tile handling and setup friction memorable, the Premium Edition is solving an imaginary problem. Frequently asked questions: is Castles of Burgundy Special Edition worth it? Yes, for a proven favorite that will be played repeatedly. No, as an uncertain first encounter. Does the Special Edition play differently? The core strategy is the same, with premium production and optional content around it. Which edition should a beginner buy? Buy the standard edition unless a premium gift or established love of the game justifies the upgrade. Is Castles of Burgundy good at two players? Yes, two is widely regarded as one of its strongest counts because turns stay brisk and markets remain readable. Are the miniatures required? Number, they are a visual upgrade, not a mechanical requirement. What is the best beginner strategy? Maintain workers, finish small regions early, and make the first die improve the second action.